This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Habam. So firstly, I just sent to the group a little kuntres of Ha'aras on Mishnah Berurah Chelek Aleph. You know, Ha'aras that we had over the course of learning it for the last, I don't know, probably 2 years or so. About 2 years, something like that. So, unfortunately, I didn't write everything down, but wrote down some things. So you could take a look at it. If you have any comments, feel free to share. After we finish this, maybe we'll have a little divrei siyum. So it shouldn't take long to finish Simen Kuf Chav Zayin. So we begin today with Simen Kuf Chav Zayin, Sif Beis. Here we go, Sif Beis. Im ein sham kayhanim, if you don't have kayhanim, oimer shliach tzibur, elokeinu v'lokei aviseinu. If you don't have kayhanim, the shliach tzibur says, elokeinu v'lokei aviseinu, barachinu barbracha hamshulashes. Bless us with the tripled bracha. Right? Like this year we have Purim Meshulash, so we have bracha Meshulashes. Va'ani avarachim. Meaning, you say, "Alakinim go sin, rachin barachim shlachas, batarik svei de mashav dacha, ho amura mi pi arvam kanim am kadoshecha kamur, the samu es shemi avnei sovani avarchim." The ena tzibur oinim achrav amen. The tzibur doesn't answer amen because he's not giving brachas kayanim. Ella keni hiratzain. Says the Rama, "Hagav einoimim alakinim alakavay seinu v'chulu rak bizman sharoi leberkas kayanim." You only say alakinim alakavay seinu only at a time that it's roi for brachas kayanim, velisa kapayim. What does that mean? That you're not going to say it mincha time, right? Typically, you don't say elakeinu melkei aviseinu mincha time. V'no'agu lomer b'shachris sim shalom, v'chein kozman sh'amer elakeinu, you say sim shalom, and also any time you say elakeinu. Ava b'lav hachim aschilan shalom rav. But any time that's not roi for brachas kayanim, you say shalom rav like minog ashkenaz v'yesh maschilim sim shalom b'mincha shel shabbos. Some, even though they say shalom rav by mincha, they'll say sim shalom mincha on shabbos. Hol uchsiv be ba'or panecha nasat olanu shehi ha'toyra shekoyren b'mincha b'shabbos. So some say that sim shalom is appropriate for mincha by shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Vav, im ein sham, if there are no kayhanim. Now, our minog is, we do say Elokeinu Melkei Aviseinu even if there are kayhanim. Ayin lekaman simen kuf chav ches, if yod behagosh, ekosav, deminogenu, our minog is, shafilo yesham kayhanim, even if there are kayhanim, oimer hashatz, Elokeinu Melkei Aviseinu v'chulu, ad am kadoshecha ayin sham. Oimer shliat tzibur, what does the shliat tzibur say? B'di'evad, if he doesn't say it, he doesn't have to go back. When there are no kayhanim and the shat says, the adera says, quoting the Meiri, that you're required to stand up as if it is birchas kayhanim. The Tzitzel Yezer says that the Mishnah Berurah later on brings the Meiri only regarding that the minog is to stand during Berchas Kayanim, but not legabe standing if there are no Kayanim and the Shat says Lekeinu Melkei Aviseinu. It's mashma that regarding that, the Mishnah Berurah holds you don't have to stand. The Ayin Biber Halacha. The Biber Halacha brings that the reason why b'di'evad he doesn't have to go back if he doesn't say Elokeinu Melkei Aviseinu, because even the belav hachi, the opinion of Anshe Marav is lechatchila you don't say that. Okay, babracha, babiracha, bifatach, not bibracha, barchenu babiracha, bipatach. Koyhanim am kedoshecha, ein milas koyhanim davak lemilas am kedoshecha. You don't say koyhanim am kedoshecha. It's koyhanim. And then Am Kedoshecha. Loimar Shehim Koyhane Am Kedoshecha. They are the Koyhanim of the Holy Nation. So it's Koyhanim, pause, Am Kedoshecha. Why? Da Kaimelan, the Koyhanim Shluchid Rachmaninu, Vloy Shluchid Didan. No, in other words, it's not Koyhanim Am Kadoshecha. They are not the Koyhanim of Klal Yisrael. They're not servicing Klal Yisrael. We paskin Koyhanim Shulcha Drachmananenu. They're not our Shulchim. Ela Kolayim Asha Koyhanim Nekroyim Am Kadoshecha. The Koyhanim are called the Holy Nation. So it's Koyhanim Am Kadoshecha. And they are not the Koyhanim of the Am Kadoshecha, but they are the Am Kadoshecha. Kisha Oymer Yivarechecha Hashem Yira Litzada Heichal. When you say Yivarecha Hashem, you look forward to the Aroin, and V'yishmerecha, you turn to the right. Yoyar Hashem, straight. Pana ve'ilecha v'yichuneka, yira letzad smol shalai. Liyachda b'yamin, to unify it with the right side. That's what the Zohar says in Parshas Nasai. So, Yivarecha Hashem, V'yishmerecha. Yo'er Hashem, panav eilach v'yichuneka. Now, a lefty should also do that. Now, you'll see some people they'll be moving around like nobody's business, like they would be playing Pac-Man. What they're doing, I don't know. Maybe they're practicing for Pac-Man. But according to the Mishnah Berurah, all you do is, Yivarechecha Hashem, you're not laughing. It's just because it's a tightness, you don't have coffee, it doesn't mean you can't laugh. Just pointing that out. Okay. Yivarechecha Hashem, you just stay straight and you turn to the right. Yivarechecha Hashem, v'yishmerecha. Yor Hashem, panama. Actually, I just came back from a bris. Do you remember the share we had on Brichas Koyanim? That if you're mechavein for certain things, it could be very powerful. The Baal HaBris told me that after the share, he went, he's an Ashkenazi, he went to Svardik Brichas Koyanim. And soon after that, he conceived 9 months later, baby boy. He told his friend, same thing. Anyway, I just thought, it just happened. I just went to this bris. Anyway, but if you're not saying the Yivarechecha Hashem, then you're saying, so to speak, you're the Shliach Tzibur, you turn to the right by the Yishmerecha and Panameilach V'chonek. Okay, Avorachim. What?
Don't say anything about bowing.
No bowing. No, in other words, you turn. No bowing. No bowing. And for sure, no Pac-Man. Okay. You don't know what I'm talking about? Yeah, people, they were like, ki'ilu, each word, they're moving their head in a different direction. Okay. Avarachim. U'minoginu k'ayom sholi lomer rak ad shalom. We don't say, v'samash shmei amenei s'vani v'chem, magin avram, v'chein mashem re'agra. V'ein ad sibor. The Sibur does not say Amen. The Amen lo shach kiim kishoyin acher koyin hamavrach. Amen is only possible when you answer after the koyin hamavrach. Masheinkein hashel Sibur sheino oimer el adarch bakasha. Masheinkein hashel Sibur who says it as a bakasha sheyivarchinu Hashem yisrach vabracha shekayin mavarchim, that he's asking that Hashem should bless us with the bracha that the koyin are mavarch. So therefore we say kain yihi ratzon. What about kain yihi ratzon b'schus Avram Avinu? Okay, if you want to, you could say b'schus anybody. That's not the halacha. The halacha is you just say ken yihi ratzon.
Wait, what's the source for the amen? Because there are certain sects in Klal Yisrael that do say amen.
Do they?
The Chabad people say amen after...
I don't know.
Or the Chabad...
The Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't do it. Can't answer. That's what the Rama. What?
What if the Chazan's a Kayin? Can you answer Amen to his brachas?
If the Chazan is a Kayin, I don't think so, because he's not giving you a bracha. He's saying what the Kayhanim would say. He's saying, Barachin Barbracham Shalashas, Batarak Suaydi Mashavdacham. He's not saying it as his own bracha. He's not saying it as Berachas Kayanim. He's saying it as, we can't do Berachas Kayanim. Now this is what the Kayanim would do. I would think not. Okay, the Kaf HaChayim and the Aruch HaShulchan says that there is a minhag to say B'schus Avram Avinu, B'schus Yitzchak.
Say that again,
what?
Are you
Are you supposed to say that, or are you supposed to say
no, you're not supposed to say it. If it's your minhag, you're allowed to say it. But if you just picked it up from some shul that you happen to be passing through, you could drop it right now. Unless you know that in the city where your grandfather came from in Europe, that's what they did. The Rama says no. Okay. Sifkatan Yudbez. Bizman Sharai Ratzalaima Bishachas Vamusaf Veloibi Mincha. Meaning, we only say Lakinam Knevasenu when it's Roy to Sibrachas Kayanim. When is it Roy? Shachas Amusim, not by Mincha. Uvatainas Tzibur. Can you imagine how difficult it was to schedule a Mishabura? Uvatainas Tzibur. On a tainis, gam b'mincha, you say l'keinu v'keoseinu, v'atam yishum da'omrim b'rachas kayanim. V'yachid ha-mis'aneh, but if you're not davening with the minyan, then you say shalom rav. Wow, did you know that? You only say sim shalom on a fast day if you're davening with the minyan. If you're davening b'yachidos, then you say shalom rav.
So ladies will always say shalom rav on tainis.
No, right. The Dirsha says no, they shouldn't. They should say Sim Shalim. Someone says like this. Time out. Yochid Hamasana. Now it's talking about like this. It's a Tainus Yochid. If you're a Tainus Yochid, then you say Shalom Rav. But if you're davening Biyachidus on a Tainus Tzibur, or a woman that davens Biyachidus on a Tainus Tzibur, Rabbi Yosef said that you say Sim Shalim. So it's Nageya. If your wife is davening mincha, you tell her to say Sim Shalim. Avo b'lav hachi. So by mincha, you say Shalim Rav. You do not say Elokeinu v'lkei v'seinu. By Tainus Tzibur, you say Sim Shalim, and you do say Elokeinu v'lkei v'seinu. Avo b'lav hachi. This is going on. Otherwise, you say Shalom Rav. Meaning, whenever you say Elokeinu v'lkei v'seinu, you say Sim Shalom. Otherwise, you say Shalom Rav. Im Amar Sim Shalom, Oy B'Shachar Shalom Rav. Yoytzei, Uvesid Arizal Kosov La'oylam Sim Shalom. The Ariz says you always say Sim Shalom. V'ayim Beber Halacha. Okay, now, says the Mishabura, Avo B'Lav Hachi, I'm Mishabura, V'im Nisgar B'Boyker. Let's say you remembered in the morning, before you said Baruch Atah Hashem, could be you go back and you say Sim Shalom. But lehepach, so in the morning, if you said Shalom Rav, you go back. But in the evening, if you said Sim Shalom, you don't go back. Why should you go back? Because you added to the bakasha. In other words, in the morning, you lost out on the Sim Shalom. But in the evening, you have to... Why should you go back? Okay, so that concludes Simen Kuf Chav Zayin and Chelak Aleph of the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, now you have to hear my drush on why there are 127 simanim in Chelak Aleph. Don't you think you're going anywhere? No. Stay right there.
Recording stopped.
Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.